الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أيام معدودات. We have been blessed with this great and honorable month of Ramadan, and from various angles it is such a great month. The one that we are discussing, that Allah has given us this month and prescribed, made for us, roza for us. This is a great ihsan of Allah Ta'ala. And we should try in the beginning of the roza or sometimes speak to Allah and say, Ya Allah, you are such a great ihsan. You gave us this month of Ramadan. You made rozas for us. It's a real gift, more than our other gifts of having a home, a car, family. The spiritual gifts are the real gifts which Allah has given us. And as we will say that, our love will also increase for all these a'mal, for Allah Ta'ala. And we will look at these a'mal with a keenness, with a passion and desire. And then inshallah it will not at all be that we regard it as a burden. It is a duty, it's farz from Allah Ta'ala, we take it as a duty. But if one's duty becomes one's hobby, one's passion, then what to say? One time I said to Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri, Damat Barakatum, that don't you get tired, you make so many bayans, so much asfar. So he said that the person doesn't get tired in his hobby. What is his hobby? He enjoys it. The more he engages in it, the more he enjoys it. So Allah make our deen to be so dear and close to us that we enjoy our deen. And at the same time to make effort on other people also, our family people, whoever we can, that all of us look at deen as a great enjoyment. Fortunate are those that we start enjoying our salah, our tilawat, our dhikr, our du'as, everything of deen. If we start enjoying it, that is what the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were not prepared to give up anything for their deen. And what we will regard as a small matter, for them it was a very big matter. They just could not ever understand that you can give up anything about deen. And they were prepared to tolerate anything against themselves. But for deen, they would not tolerate anything against deen. They were very, very hard. They loved for deen. And they realized Allah had put in their hearts that what a great ni'mat this deen is, by which our dunya's life also gets made. Our akhirat's life also gets made. May Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq. So we look at this month of Ramadan with great passion and with happiness. And that will also come. We have to do it also, and as we do it, it will come. Like for example, a person has got a panche on one of his wheels. Now it's his duty to fix it. When he fixes it up, then his car is going to give him good service again. He'll be able to travel again. Like that, our deen, we correct our deen. Then our deen will give us the good service again. So what we have spoiled, our deen is 100% correct. But what we have spoiled in deen, we have got a negative attitude to deen. And all this is also because of mixing with other people, the wrong environment, etc. So all those things, then dunya has become more important for us. Our own nafs is more important. Our comfort, our ease, our things are more important than deen. Na'uzubillah, we look at it as an obstacle, that it's blocking us for our deen. But if we look at it in the right way, that deen is the main thing, then we will look at dunya as being an obstacle. And dunya is blocking us from our deen. But we are unfortunately, we're only looking at everything from dunya's point of view. That have everything enjoyable in this dunya. And this is what the enemies of Islam also work on, making dunya so important. And not only a dunya as we understand, like having good business, earning good house, but so much of dunya that sports has become not only our religion but our God. That how we, our youngsters, people, how many people, they go out of their way for sports. And all of us, we hear from time to time how people would, there's some tournament or some world, some soccer or cricket somewhere in the world, people will travel there, go there, spend time there. People will get up middle of the night to watch the matches, etc., etc. All these things because it has become so dear. Unfortunately, music has become dear. And dancing also in our people. All these things which we cannot think about. So when that is the case and those things have become dear, then deen is enough. And it's our duty to try and reach out to people, to try and win over as many people as we can. In whichever way we can, we try and win people, make them understand. For that, mulaqat is very, very important. To go meet somebody just for the pleasure of Allah. Just that meeting for the pleasure of Allah is so superior, so superior. And then we talk about deen, and we also will understand that what can we offer. But to talk about deen, it will have an effect on us also, on that person also. And we know so many kar guzaris where people just were taken aback that somebody had come from so far just to meet me for the sake of deen, for no other reason. A wealthy person, for example, some Jamaat brothers, etc., went to him, that they didn't come to me for collection, they didn't come to me for any support or help, just about deen. And Allah puts the effect in there. And then how people's lives change also. In that also, Allah make us maaf. We are very, very negligent that we don't really meet anyone. We'll meet for family relations, which is also ibadat, which is also great. But just to meet for the sake of deen, that is very, very great. And then we try and make impress upon ourselves, and the more we will speak, and for our own sake we speak, then inshallah the value of deen will come into our lives. So our rozas also, to fix up our rozas, to make them correct, you know, our rozas from our side, our deficiencies. The one we spoke about, the roza of the eyes, that we keep roza of the eyes also. And this, whenever we do anything wrong, like in our roza also, then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, then the roza seems to be more hard on us also. To keep roza becomes difficult, and then we don't get the benefit of the roza also. It's just like doing a duty and we like getting no return for it. But if we will do it and do it properly, and the roza will start delivering its what we have worked for, we start getting taqwa, love of Allah, love of deen, then a person will see how he enjoys all this and he will want to carry on more and more. So with the roza of the eyes, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that this is a very, very great thing. And that is only, it is more in Ramadan, but it is our whole life, all the time. Haram is naturally right out of the question, that we don't look at anything haram. In Ramadan particularly, things which are permitted also, but what are not necessary, how much we can, we should avoid that also. And then the roza will have a greater effect. And the shine of Allah's love will come into the heart. And when the heart is imbued with the love of Allah, then our work is accomplished. Everything will be done. So Allah give us tawfiq. Roza of the tongue also. This is also very important, in which we are also very, very negligent, that we just speak what we want to, even wrong things, or even when there isn't control of the tongue, then swearing in arguments, false accusations, tuhmat, lot of things come out, and this completely destroys a person also. Our roza also is shattered. And a person, his character, his peace of mind also is shattered. Then a person, even afterwards, he thinks, why did I say that? He wants to go and ask for maaf. If he's got pride, he won't go and ask for maaf also. And if he goes and asks for maaf, hopefully that person forgives him. Otherwise, that person takes off again with him. And with another big, all just because of the slip of the tongue. And we all know the slip of the tongue is much more worse than the slip of the leg. A person slips with his leg, he can get injured. Nowadays, common what is a slip disc or hip replacement you have to go for, or whatever else, or all those problems. Or a person might die, but with the slip of the tongue, and this is just a slip that he just slipped out. What you didn't want to say, but he just slipped out. And how much between husband and wife, and we have to be so careful of about our language. Sometimes you don't intend any harm also, but you said the wrong words. You said it in the wrong time, in front of people, which we shouldn't have said in front of other people. So many things. The control of the tongue is so important. And what can be better than engaging the tongue in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala? One time, Maulana Abdul Majid Nadeem Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was visiting us here. And mashallah, he used to read Quran Sharif also very, very beautifully. His lehja and his way of reading also. We were having breakfast at somebody's place, and he stayed over at the person's place. And after Fajr, when we went for breakfast, we went a bit earlier. Just heard Quran Sharif tilawat coming from his room. Then when he came out, we said that we all went and sleep after Fajr. Last night it got late, program, etc. And we thought you'll also be sleeping. So he said that, I thought I'll read Quran. What can be better than reading Quran? So when a person gets a tawfiq that he engages more. And Quran Sharif, Imam Shafi'i, Rahmatullah Ali, says that if a person read Quran Sharif and he takes qasam, he spoke to Allah. He won't be halis. He won't have to. His qasam is not broken. It is. He spoke to Allah Ta'ala. So to speak to Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam's great, great position. Kalimullah. We can also speak to Allah. Of course, we're not going to be Kalimullah. But we can also speak to Allah Ta'ala. And also, ulama have written that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is perhaps the only Nabi who said, Arini. I want to see you, Ya Allah. I want to see you. Why did this come about? When he spoke to Allah and the voice of Allah, the enjoyment, the sort of juice in Allah's speech and the closeness of Allah. So the natural next thing is you want to see the. That's why he, because he spoke to Allah. So how much we will read Quran Sharif also, so much our closeness with Allah Ta'ala will come. And we will be more closer and more enjoying to be with Allah Ta'ala. And the same thing is with dua also. One person wrote to our Hazrat, and he said that, Hazrat, I don't find enjoyment in duas. Hazrat says, how can that be? Dua is munajat, is speaking in privacy, secretly. Like a person, for example, is in bed with his wife, there's nobody else in the house, or there's no one in the room, children are in another room, but he's whispering to her. Why? She's so close. Why is he whispering? Their hearts are closed. So then you whisper. And if somebody made you angry, somebody, he's right next to you, and you shout at him. Loudly you shout. Why you shout? Your hearts are far away. When the hearts are closed, you whisper and you speak. When the hearts are far and detached from one another, then you scream and you shout. And in that whispering with the wife also, what words you use, well, how you are, how soft, kind words you use. So with Allah Ta'ala, when that closeness will come with Allah Ta'ala, and then how and what enjoyment a person will get to speak to Allah. So du'as, munajat, and today, more than other times, presently, we require these du'as. We don't have really anything else as a recourse to. We don't have power in our hands. We haven't got any military with us. We haven't got any. What du'as we have got. So to turn to Allah Ta'ala and to use all our methods to bring people closer to Allah. Use our methods. This is the time to try and wean over as many people as possible. Not to push away people. Not to distance with people. But to bring them closer. The more we use that, our du'as we make. I might not agree with somebody, but I can make dua, Ya Allah, let us all come and agree on the right thing. And what is unity? Unity is not all must listen to me, all must listen to us. Unity is all must listen to Haqq. We all come on to Haqq, then there is unity. What Allah Ta'ala, وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. So that is where unity will come. But if I have it, all must listen to me. And somebody else has, all must listen to him. Then unity can't come like that. Unity will come when we all will listen to Allah Ta'ala. And we will obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we make dua for one another. We use the means to win over people, not to lose people. We can't lose members at this time. We have to win members. As many people as we can win, we try and win. So our tongue also we have to use correctly. Then our ears, what we hear, etc. That also is very, very important. And hearing also, if we are listening to people who just are inclined to dunya, and just who have got dunya's interest, then automatically that indoctrination will come into us also. It will infiltrate us also. And we also will start thinking in that way. So very important that we hear also Quran Sharif. If not anyone else, hear your own Quran Sharif. We read loudly where the occasion allows it. We're not disturbing anyone. The Quran Sharif, reading it softly also, wonderful munajat with Allah, in talking to Allah, and he's reading it loudly, and it's coming through the ears now also into the heart. From our tongue also it's coming, and if Allah give us tawfiq of tadabbur also, and then from our heart and mind also Quran is going in. And when Quran will enter this fully into our heart, and which better occasion can there be than the month of Ramadan? It is the month of the Quran Sharif. The close association of Quran Sharif with Ramadan is so evident in every aspect of the ummah also, of this month also. Quran Sharif is very much alive in this month. So Allah Ta'ala attach us to that, and that we hear Quran Sharif also. And wherever we can, that Quran Sharif, we get the enjoyment of Quran Sharif. And there's like, it is said in the English language, something you enjoy to hear, it's like music to the ear. For us it must be what we enjoy to hear, it's like Quran to the ear. That enjoyment is not with anything else, but it is with Quran Sharif. And it is Kalamullah, it is the speech of Allah. And after all, in Jannat, when Allah Ta'ala will be making tilawat, it is narrated that on the day which will be equal to Jumu'ah, on the day in Jannat, Allah will gather the people. And when they will be gathered, Allah Ta'ala will make tilawat of Quran Sharif. And year we hear, we know Shaykh Abdul Basit, Abdul Samad Abdul Basit, rahimahullah, mashallah, his Quran is legion in the ummah. Till today, people will go mad over his Quran Sharif. In fact, Maulana Abdullah Kapodri Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, explained to us that once Jamal Abdul Nasser was the president of Egypt. He was going to Russia for some meeting with the Russian government. So he requested Sheikh Abdul Samad Abdul Basit to accompany. So he said, Sheikh Abdul Samad said, I was surprised. I'm going to a country of Dahiriya, of atheists. What are they going to? I'm for Quran Sharif. I will read Quran Sharif. Well, if I was going to a Muslim country, if he was taking me to a Muslim country, and then I could understand, I don't know, but it was the president's command, and he had to obey. So he went, when they sat there in the parliament and before the meeting, so President Abdul Nasser, he told them that I would like first him to read some Quran Sharif. They said, no problem. And when he read, and he used to go like in a trance when he reads, when he looked up, he saw all of them crying. The atheists. And they don't understand Arabic, but Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif. When Allah will recite in Jannat, Allahu Akbar, may Allah out of his sheer mercy and kindness also make us part of those wonderful gatherings. The voice of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam is famous. When he should read the Psalms, the birds used to come and listen. Everyone, you know, everything should come to a standstill. His beautiful And he's also makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, and his kitab also. But Allah himself, when Allah will recite, when Nabi Ali Salat wa Salam used to recite, the jinnat used to come and listen. And the effect on them, they became da'is immediately. And they went from there at giving da'wat of deen, da'wat of Islam to all the people, that what the Quran Sharif I've listened to, and from who I've listened to it. So when Allah Ta'ala, so yeah also, we listen also to Quran Sharif, and Allah give us that enjoyment of listening also. And there are those people also, who's one lady in our country, that her children are all spread out in the country, all huffaz, but each one had the times fixed to phone her and hamrawa Quran Sharif. Almost the whole day she's listening to their Quran Sharif. And a person can think that it's now difficult over the phone and listening to Quran Sharif, but that enjoyment you get, and your own child, and your happiness, my child, my son, is a hafiz. So this Quran Sharif, and today, alhamdulillah, in the masajid, Allah open our masajid again. It was a common practice right from Rajab, Shaban, you would see people making door with one another. And in Ramadan, again, also door with one another. And especially where there are hifz classes, and they are still running in Ramadan also, the door that carries on. And anywhere where there is a hifz class, and the Quran Sharif is being recited, what a great barakat also. And besides the barakat, the great enjoyment also. So Allah has given us all this. May Allah let us appreciate it. Now, we are still not at the end of time. We still have got time for all these great ni'mats which Allah has given us. And it is only this ummah that has got this Quran Sharif, the speech of Allah, Kalamullah, the sifat of Allah. And we have got it as it was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every zabar, every zair, every word. And Allah reward the hafiz that who is Allah has used to protect the Quran. The protector is only Allah. Allah has used the hafiz. And this is also an open miracle. We all want to see miracles. But a little child, 8 years, 10 years, they have memorized whole Quran Sharif. And one time, very long ago, we went to Durban, and Maulana, one Ustad had a child, 8 years old, and he let him recite Quran Sharif from the minbar. And the masjid was full with ulama huffaz. And he read with so much of he was so sure of himself, so well he used to read, 8 years old. So I met his father after that. I asked him, what do you think? How did this Allah bless you with this great treasure that you... And he's reading with this confidence and on the mimbar. We know to read on the musalla, even if we're reading on our own also a little bit. And if there are other ustads, other people, it's not so easy. But he was reading with... So he thought a little while, then he told, when his mother was expecting him, she used to read 15 suparas every day. So the effect of this, Allah bring these things also in our lives. The father, it doesn't absorb the father. His thoughts also must be pure and clean. He also is reading Quran on matters of deen, cleanliness, purity. Thoughts are pure, and the mother particularly, who in her body, the child is there. She also, and even after birth, to be reading Quran Sharif, the child gets Islamic environment, as we read in the kitab now, Allah Ta'ala make that come alive. Then all these great, great qualities will come into our children. Today we want another Salahuddin Ayyubi to be born, another Muhammad ibn Qasim to be born, Khalid ibn Walid to be born, great, great people. But that will happen when we bring them up also accordingly. Then inshallah it will happen. And mashallah, there are people who are doing this with their children, giving them this training, etc. And Allah assist them. And we must make lot of dua also. The enemy have seen this, that how we are, what are our children, how they are being brought up. Though very little percentage-wise, it's hardly anything. But even... Point 1% by Allah will make that also something very, very great. So Allah, the enemy is trying to destroy all this what is being built, or how it is going. In our times now, alhamdulillah, we are hearing again of students memorizing Mishkat Sharif, memorizing Bukhari Sharif, memorizing other kitabs also. The Hibs also is, mashallah, so good. And then Qiraat, for example. Yeah, in our country, in other countries also. In our country also, the whole Shoba of Qiraat, Allah is bringing it alive, has brought it alive. All these things are the great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. All this is becoming alive. Hadith is being taught, and with much more deep intensity. And it is, people are studying more deeply with Quran Sharif, with Hadith Sharif. These are all great ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah, make it, we are conscious, we make shukr to Allah, we hold it dear to us, and we bring it more. And that Allah Ta'ala save us from the enemy. The shaitan is our arch enemy, he is our main enemy. He uses all his jailers, all his other agents he uses, but he is our enemy. So Allah Ta'ala, let us be on our guard. No pride comes into us in any way, no that we are not satisfied with where we are, that this has been done. We still have to go a long, long way. And that we are on guard of our enemy also. To make money, it's also a job. But we are having made money, more bigger is to look after the money. Look after the money from crooks also. They also are aware that this person has made a lot of money today. And they will try their ways to get it. And shaitan will also work. That money that we made, that he'll make us use it in wrong ways. So that also we have really robbed ourselves. We go and waste it on unnecessary things, on wrong things. That also we have robbed ourselves. We have done perhaps even more wrong to ourselves. If we go and use that money, perhaps in some haram things. And that is also so common today. There's so many haram things we use our money in. Whether it be weddings, whether it be our homes, whether it be renovations, whether it be additions, all, how lot of wastage. And israf is also haram. Tabzir is also haram. So we waste our money. So to look after that money. And the greatest way of looking, a person has accumulated little money, then the thought comes to his mind, I must invest it. There can be really, Allah give us all tawfiq, no greater investment than in akhirah. That for the sake of deen, masjids, madrasas, students, today people who are in difficulty, we all deposit it into akhirat. There can be no greater investment than that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and give us the trust and the yaqeen and tawakkul on Allah's promises and on the system of Allah Ta'ala. So together with all this, our rozas, that we try and protect them from all the wrong things, and we try and call people towards Allah. And the main cause of all our problems, individual, collective, is we have distanced ourselves from deen. That deen is not in our lives. Perhaps if it is somewhere, it is perhaps just in name. But the actual reality of deen, the reality of iman, that also, we still lack a lot from that. Today any thing that comes about, any talk of discussion, we look at it from a dunya point of view. We would like to have peace all the time. We would like to have accommodating people, not to be harsh to people. Whereas the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when it came to matters of deen, then they were very, very firm and very strong. So that love of deen, and that deen becomes alive in us. We all have to make that effort. That we are, for example, this virus also. Everyone, dunya's people will look at it from a dunya's point of view, what the causes are, what the prevention is, what the solution. But we have to see it from a deen's point of view. And that is that we have gone away from deen. The non-Muslims are non-Muslims, but we as Muslims, how much of deen, even outward deen, percentage-wise in the ummah, how much is out? And those that are out, to the outward conditions of deen are present, but the reality of deen. So dua is one thing which Allah has given us. And it's a great, great, great power that Allah has given us. Allah make us that we use it. Together with that, da'wah also, to invite towards this also. Where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who could be greater mustajabul du'a than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? If that was sufficient, then and the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the night tahajjud du'as, the du'as at Safa, Marwa, Tawaf, Multazam, the du'as of Arafat, the du'as of Musdalifah, the du'as of Mina, whatever you can think. But together with that, the effort Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made. We see he's in the battle of Khandaq also. He's busy himself digging the trench also. And everywhere else also, we find that in the battles, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teeth are becoming shaheed also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is wearing the armor ready for jihad also. So all the effort also, Allah give us the tawfiq that we make that also. Du'as also, what efforts we can make where we are using the cell phone for wrong things, use it for the right things also. Give da'wah to people, good messages, and not just for the sake of technology, and not just that I also got now something, a gadget, and I can also send, but with that feeling in our heart, we send it through. Make our du'as before that, that Ya Allah, put the right effect. Let people turn towards Deen, and of course, always to come to the original. Even in this conditions which we are, if we can make one mulaqat a day, when meet somebody for the sake of deen, and explain to him the importance of deen, importance of namaz, to be regular, to make our rozas proper, everything, every one of us, Allah give us tawfiq, what we can contribute. It mustn't happen tomorrow that we say, I could have gone and I didn't go. And tomorrow the doors are closed to us. May Allah protect us. So Allah give us tawfiq that we try and bring the reality of deen, use du'as, use whatever methods we can to try and bring deen and wean as many people as we can to come into deen and not to do anything by which we push people away, further away from deen. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and accept us for His deen. And Allah forgive us, make sattari, ghaffari, and Allah Ta'ala protect our deen, protect the ummah, protect the Muslims also, all our masajid Allah protect also, Baytul Maqdis, we must make lot of dua for the protection there, Babri Masjid, it's gone out of our hands, but we still make dua, Allah return it again, all the other places of our deen in the world, Allah Ta'ala protect us and protect the ummah. وآخر دعوانا